You would like to make an intervention, so
Да,
thank you,
спасибо
Sylvie.
большое.
Yes, thank you very much. There's a very important question with many aspects from the point of view of standardization and monitoring over the use. So first of all, I'd like to say that the presentations today were extremely interesting, and it allowed us also to know that there will be seminars on the development of standardization that are upcoming. It would be interesting to exchange our experiences, but in this connection, I'd like to put forward an example. Today, the field of standardization is very large, and that refers not only to environmental standardization, but there are other problems too, even with the biological names of fish. There are a great number of fish that have up to 3, 4, or 5 designations. And that leads to confusion when, for example, fish is canned or supplied or traded. So this leads to various disputes in international organizations. It leads to confusion with respect to the identification of products. So I think that there we need to step up our activities. In addition, there are other indicators on which we could work jointly. There's research to be done. In particular, there are examples such as the following. The presence of deep water mollusks and so on, methodologies for monitoring organic and non-organic products, and a number of other factors which might arise as well when we develop this sector. There was another very interesting question on the standards for monitoring, in particular monitoring catches. And I think this is something that should be introduced as an international document. This document should be in the nature of an ISO standard or some international standard, because everyone is now developing different systems, and in the future it will be difficult to merge all these different standards. So I think that some active work is required in this area, and the seminar which is to be held, I believe, should focus part of its attention on these issues. And I think that we should aim towards recommendations for governments to focus on the various risks which are most likely to present problems. Work will have to be done of a regulatory nature. It could be administrative or technical, and this would be in relation to those risks I just referred to. So this is something that would need to be focused on, and I'd like to support this discussion. Thanks again to the presenters.